There's a story to this stuff, you know, where it came from, why it came to be. What is its form? What does it say? We've said before, beginning in this whole series, that everything in the church confesses. Everything confesses. The furniture talks. You know, if you're paying attention to it, it will actually make a confession. Now, I know there are Christians who worship in settings that, frankly, I think look more like a movie theater than what I would think of as a church. You know, you walk in, you've got your plush little seat, maybe a spot for your drink. And up front, there's usually like nothing. But to a liturgical mind, I mean, what that culturally, what does that say to you? Kick back, get ready to be entertained, get ready to laugh, have a good time, you know. It might be cathartic, you might cry, you might laugh. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but, you know, the furniture itself in the room makes a confession. And what it confesses is, this is entertainment time. This is not an encounter with the All-Holy One before whom the angels tremble and hide their faces. The church's furniture, everything about it confesses, you've come into the presence of the All-Holy One. It screams out for reverence. Everything about it. That's an unearthly room.